singer, songwriter Allison Russell up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Leave me alone, you bad thoughts. You got it all wrong. gone. Leave me alone, you sad thought. There's no room for you to be blue. You've been here too long. Be gone, be gone. Be gone, be gone.
What I gotta do, what I gotta do, get some peace and quiet. What I gotta do, what I gotta do, get rid of you. What I gotta do, what I gotta do, get some peace and quiet. What I gotta do, what I gotta do, get rid of you. What I gotta
leave,
do, what I gotta
leave,
do, get some peace
thoughts.
And quiet. What I gotta
leave
do, what I gotta
me.
Do,
screaming loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me. It won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all. Last night I heard the screaming loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me. It won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all. And when they arrive, they say they can't interfere with domestic affairs between a man and his wife. And as they walk out the door, the tears well up in her eyes. Last night I heard the screaming, then a silence that chilled my soul. Prayed that I was dreaming when I saw the ambulance in the road. And the policeman said, I'm here to keep the peace. Will the crowd disperse? I think we all could use some sleep. Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me. It won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all.
One of the most successful folk-based performers to emerge in the 1980s. Music right there from singer, songwriter Tracy Chapman with that outstanding voice, featured even more with that a cappella track Behind the Wall. That comes from Tracy Chapman's 1988 debut album, self-titled debut album. Now, while Tracy Chapman is far from being a country music artist, just this past summer, Tracy Chapman made music history when she found herself at the top of the country charts. She became the first Black woman to be the sole writer of a song to top the country charts this past summer, thanks to Luke Combs' cover of her song Fast Car. It speaks to the power of Tracy Chapman, the music that she makes, the songs that she writes, the fact that her voice and her words are relevant nearly 35, 40 years later. And it's also a good reminder to me again why voices like Tracy Chapman matters, and a voice that we need to include here on Girly So Groovy more often. Before Tracy Chapman, it is music from a Quebecois singer-songwriter who found her way into our top 10 list for 2023. I am talking about Dominique Fils-Aimée with her newest album, Our Roots Run Deep. The album was released back in the fall. We heard the song My Mind at Ease. And then speaking of top 10 list makers, we kicked that set off with another Quebec singer-songwriter who made the list, Alison Russell. With her sophomore album, The Returner, we heard the song Snake Life. If you are a fan of Alison Russell, know that she is on tour. She has multiple dates, so depending where you live, you can catch her in so many locations. For our Vancouver listeners, February 23rd, she'll be at the Commodore Ballroom. For our Winnipeg listeners, March 3rd at the Park Theatre. She'll be in Toronto, Hamilton, Guelph, London, Ontario. For our Kingston, Ontario listeners, you can catch her March 12th at the Isabel Bader Centre for the Performing Arts. She will be in Halifax as well, March 21st at the Lighthouse Arts Center. And then after that, she will begin touring as the opening act for Hozier on tour there and returning to many of the cities that feature Girly So Groovy. Definitely a musician on my list that I would love to see. So hopefully you get a chance when she comes to your town. Okay, right now it is new music from an artist that just absolutely caught my ear. Calgary, Alberta's Michaela Gilchrist writes and records under the moniker of Victrix. As Victrix, she connects the dots between bedroom folk, chamber pop, and the darker side of dream pop, again, making for really enchanting listening. She has a new EP out. The EP is called I Saw Me. Here is Victrix making her Girly So Groovy radio debut.
If I just sit here, I will rot. So I'll take my girl around the block and sing for all I lost. And when her eyes start rolling back behind, I'll tell her all that I'm afraid of.
New music right there from Oshawa, Ontario, is alternative pop artist Dizzy from the new self-titled album released just last year. We heard the song Salmon Season. In the middle is a Toronto quintet that I think has such an incredible description. The band is called Panteo. It's the second time we have featured them here on Girly So Groovy. Panteo is a queer Filipino Kulintang Gong. I hope I said that right. Kulintang Gong Punks, based in Toronto. Their latest album is called Ang Pagdalay. We heard the song Dreams. Again, Panteo, Panteo. They make really interesting modern music with that Filipino edge to it that not many bands are bringing nowadays. If you would like to hear more from Panteo, know that you can find their music available on Bandcamp. And then starting that set off, as I said, new music out of Calgary, Alberta from Victrix. Her new EP is called I See Me. We heard the opening song, A New Thing, from Victrix. Lots more music coming up in the second hour of this two-hour mixtape. However, before we get into that, let's wrap up this first hour. I feel like Victrix brought a kind of dark edge to the music we just listened to, and I kind of want to carry on that mood. How about some dark blues swamp rock influenced music? It is music from alternative rock singer-songwriter Candle. Candle with a K. Reaching back to her album, Holy Smoke, it is Candle with the song Bender here on Girly So Groovy.
You don't know.
Hi. Well, hello there, and welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and of course to you, the loyal listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, female-fronted radio. Coming up in the second hour, I've got music on the way from Dreamwife, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, You Say Party, Sweeping Promises, Water From Your Eyes, La Tigra, Pale Hound, Julia Jacqueline. But if in the first hour I brought you new music for 2024 with Nayla Hunter, I'm going to continue doing that in the second hour. Another fantastic album just released in January comes to us from Sleater-Kinney. Corin Tucker and Kerry Brownstein have worked together for nearly 30 years as punk icons, Sleater-Kinney. Their latest 11th album, Little Rope, comes on the heels of Kerry Brownstein's parents tragically dying in a car accident. The album is meant to be cathartic. In fact, Kerry Brownstein is quoted as saying, "Playing guitar, I knew what to do with my hands, so Corin brought me songs instead of baking cakes or bringing me food." And in many ways, that cathartic nature runs right through the album. Sometimes you just need to rock out and let it all go. So without further ado, let's dive into brand new Sleater-Kinney right now here on Girly So Groovy.